is traditional, you start off all lectures on computer languages telling people how to write Hello World. I guess that was made traditional from the first book on C, told you how to write Hello World. And so this particular foil here tells you how to write Hello World in JavaScript, and also tells you what JavaScript looks like. So we notice that what we have here is almost a traditional HTML page. It has a header, which has a title, it has a body, and it has an end of a, it has actually an ordinary HTML tag here in bold, and then it has five unusual lines here, which are JavaScript. So, however, they're in the same spirit as HTML, namely HTML, everything is defined by a tag and ended by a backslash tag. So, for JavaScript, the tag is the tag script, and the ending thing is a backslash script. Key differences are these five lines here, of which four are sort of standard, and they're actually described, I think, on the next foil. These four standard lines that tell the browser that this is JavaScript, and they also have some peculiar technology here, which is some mumbo jumbo to allow browsers that do not understand JavaScript to be happy, because if you ingeniously look at this, you will notice that to an ordinary browser, this stuff here looks like a comment, because it starts with angle bracket exclamation mark minus minus, which is makes it a comment. So this stuff here is actually not necessary on Netscape. This is the only line of JavaScript on this page, and this particular line takes the JavaScript object called document, which is defined to be the current HTML page. It is dotted with a method for the object called document, which is write some information followed by a new line, and then the argument is the information. So all this does is write this particular information, which is Hello World, defined to be an H1 tag, out to the current document. So this stuff here is entirely equivalent to removing these two lines, removing the document.write, and just having Hello World there.